Welcome to day one, the simple here and now. Relaxation restores your mental balance and allows your body to repair and replenish its energy. Being able to relax is essential for your health and well-being. But the constant pressures and technology overwhelm of 21st century life can make it difficult to do so. It's useful to understand the process of relaxation. So let's begin by taking a look at your autonomic nervous system. This part of your body automatically regulates vital bodily processes, including your blood pressure, breathing, and digestion, without any conscious effort on your part, and is divided into two main branches. The sympathetic prepares your body for emergency, and the parasympathetic restores equilibrium and conserves energy. The sympathetic branch governs the stress response, otherwise known as fight, freeze, or flight, and puts all your body's major systems on high alert by raising your blood pressure and heart rate and releasing adrenaline and cortisol into your bloodstream. The parasympathetic branch governs the relaxation response and generally quietens your body by triggering the release of powerful, self-healing, feel-good hormones such as dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphins, lowering your heart rate, slowing your brain waves and breathing, and decreasing your metabolism. We need to look at the connection between your mind and your body to understand why it can be hard to relax. Every thought you have triggers a corresponding response in your body through a dense communication network of neural pathways and cellular memory. What you engage your attention with and how you engage it directly affects how you experience everything. When you have an anxious thought, you'll instantly feel that anxiety in your body, whilst a pleasant, calming one will induce feelings of relaxation. Your thoughts play a major role in dictating whether you are relaxed, stressed, or somewhere in between. Where you go in your head, your body goes too. Most of your waking hours are spent hijacked by your busy mind, occupied with the future or the past. The trouble is, your body hasn't evolved to cope with the drip-drip effect of modern-day stress, and responds much the same way to an imagined threat as it would to one that is actually happening. The stress response originally evolved for a quick and rapid discharge. Your primitive ancestors either fought the saber-toothed tiger that was hunting them for its dinner, froze so it would think they were dead meat and not worth eating, or run away to escape as fast as they could. Once safe, the stress of the encounter would have been released automatically through a short period of shivering. Nowadays, unless you have an opportunity to release stress, it builds up in layers, and over time becomes normalized as your body's default mode. As well as creating physical tension, prolonged periods of chronic stress can make it difficult to switch your mind off. Today's practice shows you how to break the stress cycle and enter the relaxation process by coming away from your thoughts and back to the simple sensations of the here and now. The touch of the air, the light and shade and sounds around you all help your busy mind to switch off because you are engaging the part of your brain that operates your senses rather than your thoughts. Neuroscience shows that this naturally triggers your nervous system's relaxation response. Before we start our meditation, take a few moments to get comfortable. Uncrossing your arms and your legs. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to comfortably close. Meditation on the simple here and now. Breathe out in a long sigh. Come away from your thoughts. And come down into your senses. Become aware of the space in front of you. Behind you, and either side of you. Notice the play of light and shade through your closed eyelids. Right the way round your peripheral vision. Notice the sounds. Near. And in the distance. Let them be there. Notice the air on your skin. The sensation as it touches your face and body. Breathe out again in a long sigh. noticed you here, in this moment. And in your own time, you can draw this meditation to a close. Opening your eyes when you're ready. Take a few moments to notice and be with how you feel. Allow yourself to become aware of any changes, no matter how small. Allow any insights to come if they want. To help you bed down what you've learnt today, here are some mindfulness practices for you to explore before we move on to day two. Day-to-day awareness practice on the simple here and now. Pause every now and then during your day and do the following. Come away from your thoughts back to the present moment. Become aware of the air touching your face and body, the sensation as the air enters your nostrils and leaves again, and the contact your body is making with the surface beneath it. Breathe out where you've been in your head. When you walk outside, take in your surroundings. Enjoy the play of light and shade around you and the air on your face and body. Be conscious of the ground beneath your feet and the rhythm of your steps as they rise and fall. I hope you've enjoyed today's session. Tomorrow, you'll continue to explore the multi-layered process of relaxation by learning how to lower your intensity levels.